Hey, everybody, more lockdowns are coming. And also, what just happened in New York City that might prove our point about voter fraud, irregularities, and malfeasance? And finally, critical race theory in action. An example, a piece of evidence that can show you how these ideas will ruin relationships, bonds, and memories that once tied us together. We talk about Scottie Pippen calling Phil Jackson a racist. I want to thank some of our supporters that generously support us at charliekirk.com/support. When you go to charliekirk.com/support, like Russ and Kim from Oxnard, California, with their generous support, you allow us to continue to hire more staff, allow us to continue to travel, allow us to continue to live stream, allow us to continue to dive deep into these stories, to do two podcasts a day at charliekirk.com/support. Our mission is to spread the truth to millions of young people so that we can save the nation. And thank you guys so much for allowing us to do that at charliekirk.com/support. I want to thank Claudia for your generous support from Arkansas. I want to thank Becky for your wonderful support. Thank you so much. And I want to thank Patricia for your monthly support at charliekirk.com/support. You can always email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. I hope to see all of you at our Turning Point USA Student Action Summit in Tampa, Florida, at tpusa.com/SAS, July 17th, 18th, 19th, and 20th. That's July 17, 18, 19, 20 in Tampa, Florida. We will have Donald Trump Jr., Mike Pompeo, Dan Bongino, Kayleigh McEnany, and more at tpusa.com/SAS. Buckle up, everybody. Lockdowns, voter fraud, irregularities, Scottie Pippen, and more. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Charlie Kirk here, and I've warned you about home title theft, where cyber thieves remove you from your home's title and you become the owner. I said you better get home title locked because it's coming. Well, if you're on Facebook, that big breach is here. Facebook had 500 million accounts exposed to cyber thieves. And according to a retired FBI cybercrime expert, everything thieves need to take over is the new owner of your home was leaked. Name, address, personal information, it's out there. The thief forges your signature on a quitclaim deed stating you sold your home to him. He'll leave you in debt or he'll even have you evicted. Do what I did and protect your home's title with home title lock. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you're already a victim. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection during this high-risk breach. Then sign up for 30 free days of protection. Again, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code radio. I want to get into some very important stories, including how the next round of lockdowns are coming, and we have to be prepared for that. Also, I want to talk about Scottie Pippen, who basically has decided to live out the tenets of critical race theory. But first, I want to get to this story, which is surrounding the New York City's mayor's race. I saw this story in the Associated Press last evening. Error Mars vote count in New York City mayoral primary by Karen Matthews and Deepti Hajela. From the Associated Press. Quote, the Democrat primary for mayor of New York City was thrown into a state of confusion Tuesday when election officials retracted their latest report on the vote count after realizing it had been corrupted by test data never cleared from a computer system. The bungle, that's what they're calling it. The Associated Press is calling it a bungle. I would love to have been in the room of the Associated Press when they were writing this story. Okay, we can't call it an error. We can't call it fraud. We can't call it malfeasance. What other word? And someone who probably went to Yale and knows a lot of things but has no wisdom. How about bungle? What do you think the odds are that the Associated Press used thesaurus.com? Hi. I don't think I've seen the word bungle used in a news article in quite some time. The bungle was a black mark. Isn't that racist to call something a black mark? It's not a white mark. The Associated Press, how dare you say something like that? A New York City's first major foray into ranked choice voting and seemed to confirm worries that the city's Board of Elections, which is jointly run by Democrats and Republicans, was unprepared to implement the new system. The disarray began as evening fell when the board abruptly withdrew data it had released earlier in the day, purporting to be the first round results from the ranked choice system. It gets better, everybody. The data had indicated that Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams, a former police captain who would be the city's second mayor, actually not an awful mayor, by the way. He will not make an awful mayor. I think he'll be okay. Had lost much of his lead and was ahead of former sanitation commissioner Catherine Garcia by fewer than 16,000 votes. Then the Board of Elections tweeted that it was aware of a discrepancy in its report on ranked choice voting results. It didn't initially explain what the discrepancy was, even as it pulled the data from its website. And get this, quote, just before 10:30 p.m., it released a statement saying that 135,000 ballot images it had put into its computer system for testing purposes had never been cleared. The Board of Elections came out and said, the board apologizes for the error and has taken immediate measures to ensure the most accurate up-to-date results are reported. Oh, you apologize. Got it. You see, for those of us that have been trying to get to the bottom of what happened in Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Michigan and even Minnesota, stories like this only pour gas on the flames of the suspicion that we have. We know that errors happen. We know malfeasance happens. And we know irregularities happen, especially when we're dealing with government agencies. It's almost expected. But now, while the entire activist media is trying to call those of us that are searching for the truth of what happened in the 2020 election as unfounded QAnon conspiracy theorists, you have the New York City Board of Elections saying, oh, we are very sorry. We are off by 135,000 ballots. Minor detail, 135,000 ballots, and we corrected it. Now, listen to CNN. Now, Athena Jones for CNN, is she a QAnon believer? Is she a message board reader? Listen to Athena Jones on the New York City's mayor race, the New York Board of Elections. They have a history of messing up. You have to understand, it's not like there's anything wrong. They have a pattern of screwing things up. Cut 44.
This took a while for the Board of Elections to clear up, and it's still not entirely clear. And the bottom line is, this is a board that has a history of messing up, and this part does not inspire confidence at all.
So then let's also play cut 55, Enten, on the New York City's mayor's race. The fix is pretty simple. There is nothing nefarious.
So look, there's a lot of disillusionment in this country when it comes to vote counting. But there's nothing nefarious that happened there. It was just incompetency.
And they caught the mistake.
They caught the mistake. And they're fixing the mistake.
And then Eddie Glaude Jr. on the New York City's mayor race, cut 46. The voting process is in many ways compromised. I want you to listen to this very carefully. The voting process is compromised. Well, if the voting process is compromised in New York City, what are we supposed to say about the voting process in Detroit? If the voting process is compromised in Manhattan, is the voting process compromised in Maricopa County? So CNN is now saying the fix is pretty simple. There is nothing nefarious here. But Eddie Glaude Jr. says, well, the voting process is basically compromised. Cut 46.
And what we see in the context of New York is that in some ways the voting process is actually in many ways compromised and terribly convoluted and difficult. And it's that way for a reason. It's in some ways to ensure that political elites maintain their hold on power.
The essence is that the voting process is being said in many ways to be compromised in New York City. So we know that errors happen and malfeasance happens and irregularity happens, especially when dealing with government agencies. 135,000 ballots go missing, and then we're supposed to just stop asking questions. Do you know that is nearly the combined vote total for Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia and Arizona of the deficit that Donald Trump lost by? That's nearly the combined deficit. So in a simple mayor's race that showed the Democrat up 135,000 votes, and the board election says, oh, we're sorry, we apologize, we are off by basically the combined population of Schaumburg, Illinois. Sorry. Or we are off by 135,000 people. Think about how big that number is. If they can be compromised in New York City, who is to say they are not compromised in every single major swing county across the country? And they are now admitting that they are compromised in New York City. But they're saying, oh, well, this happens all the time, so it's not that big of a deal. We have a history of messing up. Wait, hold on a second. Do you admit elections can be messed up? So was the election messed up in Fulton County, Georgia? How about Cobb County, Georgia? How about in Philadelphia? Philadelphia is not far from New York City. What about Detroit? What about Milwaukee? As we see what is playing out in New York City, it is incredible to witness the media all of a sudden act as if they are now the ones that are allowed to cover voter irregularities and voter fraud. And I want you to ask yourselves the question right now. If 135,000 ballots can be counted incorrectly in New York City, what do you think happened in Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Michigan? Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from visiting, from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more. The people that want to push for mandatory vaccinations and lock us all down again, it's happening. This thing called the Delta variant, which I think stands for Alpha, Beta, and then the Delta equivalent of that. I think that's how they came to the naming of it, is allegedly a new variant of the Chinese coronavirus that they are saying is more contagious, more aggressive, and could kill more young people. So excuse me if I all of a sudden say, well, Dr. Fauci, you're a liar, and I don't believe almost anything you say. And so Dr. Fauci's out fear-mongering again, saying the Delta variant is more contagious. It's deadlier than ever. And the only thing you can do is get vaccinated. Now, this is a big push for mandatory vaccinations and possibly locking down America again, which, of course, plays into the hands of the globalist great resetters. Play cut 48, and cut 48, Dr. Fauci says the Delta variant is more contagious, and you need to get vaccinated. If you don't, you could die. Cut 48.
Well, the Delta variant, compared to, for example, the original virus that had been circulating very early on last year, the comparison is that it is transmitted much more efficiently, which means the chances of getting infected upon exposure is greater to the dominant variant that we have now in the United States. There is no doubt about it that the way you stop this Delta variant is to get vaccinated.
And so I don't know who thought it was a good idea to have some xylophone playing in the background of Dr. Fauci talking, but whoever did that should be fired. Well, most of the NIH should be fired, but that's just creepy. Dr. Fauci talking about all these people that are going to die and it's more aggressive, and you have some really bizarre kind of xylophone player in the background. Anyway, but you see what's happening here. We know lockdowns do not work. We know that Ivermectin could very much help the treatment of the Chinese coronavirus alongside hydroxychloroquine. We know that a steady dose of zinc and vitamin D is very helpful. We know that a good diet of eating things that are nutrient-dense food and getting your exercise, all these things help. But your artist, you're seeing a major full court press going after ivermectin. In fact, factcheck.afp.com, they're going after misleading posts around ivermectin while they are boosting vaccinations for children. And now you are seeing a new mask craze breaking yesterday. Los Angeles has just announced that they are going to reinstitute their indoor mask mandate. Australia and the United Kingdom is going through another round of lockdowns because of the Delta variant. Do not be surprised when they try to lock us down again in the coming weeks and months, and they will blame you if you are not vaccinated. They will blame the people that have not yet been vaccinated. That's who they're going to try to make an enemy and a target, because the pharmaceutical companies, they have a problem. They have expiring vaccines that are not being used. Many people are denying and refusing the vaccine. Joe Biden had a very ambitious goal of 70% of America vaccinated by July 4th, and he is well under that. Because people are seeing these reports and the things coming in from people like Brett Weinstein and this idea of the spike protein. And I received your emails at freedom@charliekirk.com of people whose father and mother and grandmother dropped dead right after getting the second vaccination. Of young people that are completely and totally messed up. They can't see straight. They have dizziness, mood swings, all sorts of different problems after getting the second dosage of the vaccine. And it seems as if you wanted to control society, you would just go back to the lockdowns. And the question is, what are we going to do about it to try to push back? Play Cut 64. And Cut 64, Dr. Gupta says the reason you're hearing about masks coming back is basically still to try and slow down the spread of what clearly is a more transmissible Delta variant. Cut 64.
The reason you're hearing about masking coming back is basically still to try and slow down the spread of what is clearly a more transmissible variant, the Delta variant. This is 60% more transmissible than the UK variant was, which was 50% more transmissible than the strain before that. So you get the idea here. I mean, it's sort of this notion that the virus is still spreading. Let's see if we can do everything we can to really contain it now at this phase of things.
Well, maybe it's mutating because everyone is getting inoculated. Do you know, according to nature.com, if you have COVID, you'll probably have antibodies for a lifetime. That is nature.com. People who recover from mild COVID-19 have bone marrow cells that can churn out antibodies for decades. It'd be nice if the CDC or the NIH said that. Yet the push is always get the jab or else you are going to be blamed for suffering. Consider this your warning, everybody. The lockdowns are coming, and if they try to lock us down again, we need massive civil disobedience. We need all hands on deck. I want to get to the Scottie Pippen story because it is a great example of what happens when you start to implement the lie and implement the treachery of Robin DiAngelo and Ibram X. Kendi and the critical race theorists. It's a phenomenal example of how America has changed since the mid-1990s to now and how it empowers bitterness. I really want to get to that story, but I want to complete this thought here about how we are about to have the next round of lockdowns. Now, Dr. Fauci, Cut 65, which I think is the same as Cut 52. It's the same, similar thing. But he claims that there will soon be two Americas due to the widening gap between vaccinated and unvaccinated. And this is no different than a form of medical apartheid. Essentially, we will have bathrooms for the vaccinated and bathrooms for the unvaccinated. We'll have hotels for the vaccinated and hotels for the unvaccinated. They want to separate and divide the country and the nation and the civilization of whether or not you decided to bend a knee to Moderna and Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson. And if you decided to get the vaccine, I'm not saying you made the wrong decision. That is not what I'm saying. What I'm saying instead is that those of us that have chosen not to get vaccinated should have our right and our freedom to do so. And this push towards the Delta variant seems as if it is a nonstop vaccine commercial brought to you by Pfizer and Moderna and the very same companies that have done so much damage to the core of the American health, of the healthcare system, the back and the backbone of American health as we know it. Let's go to Cut 65, please.
If you are not vaccinated, you are at considerable risk when you have such a low level of vaccination superimposed upon a variant that has a high degree of efficiency of spread. What you are going to see among under-vaccinated regions, be they states, cities, or counties, you're going to see these individual types of blips. It's almost like it's going to be two Americas.
From Barron's.com, the Delta variant brings masks back to Los Angeles, causes lockdowns across Asia and Australia. Deja vu all over again. Now, here really is going to be the test. This is going to be the test. Did we learn our lesson? Did we learn our lesson that lockdowns actually hurt the most vulnerable? That lockdowns actually encourage the spread of the Chinese coronavirus? Let me give you an example of how lockdowns do that. When you are locked down and you can't go to a public restaurant, you're still going to meet. And when you meet, you're going to meet in a private home where there are no such safety standards or social distancing, or it's not outdoors like many restaurants in Florida. Florida was able to turn the corner of the Chinese coronavirus while being anti-lockdown starting in last May. They have a lower unemployment rate. Their schools do not have anywhere near the same sort of structural issues. People are moving to Florida in record numbers, while California and New York have high unemployment rates, massive structural deficits, and huge problems with suicide, mental health issues, alcoholism, drug usage, and more. I'm reading from Barron's.com. It says, quote, on Monday, the Los Angeles County of Public Health, County Department of Health says, quote, it strongly recommends that even vaccinated people wear masks indoors, given the prevalence of the Delta variant in Los Angeles County. In Australia, in Perth, which I think Perth is the western part of Australia, if my Australian geography remains precise, I think it's the far western part of Australia, could be wrong. And Brisbane in Australia were put on lockdown, adding to the list of cities that are being shut down. Bangladesh, totally shut down. Malaysia, totally shut down. Hong Kong, all flights canceled from United Kingdom, where the Delta variant is dominant. So the question is, are we going to be wise and courageous, or are we going to lock ourselves down again? And this is a very clear call to action. Don't put up with this. We are going to lead the charge every single day on this program that lockdowns are immoral, they're unconstitutional, they're anti-science, and lockdowns are handouts to the wealthy, croniest measure you can do economically. They're anti-science, they are anti-reality, they are pro-control, and they are measures that if they, when inflicted on the population, destroy the soul and the spirit of an entire civilization. A cowardly and unwise civilization locks themselves down, especially after what we have seen, what they have done the last year. Did you know in Israel, half of all the new cases of the Delta variant had the vaccine, but now they have a new mask mandate? Maybe we should reconsider all that ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, vitamin D, and zinc ideas that we have been talking about here for quite some time. Maybe we should break free of the matrix, the pharmaceutical companies, and of the politicians that wish to control you. Sit down in your house and shut up. Go order a bunch of Amazon packages and open up your Zoom laptop. You're going to like it. Are we going to get back to civilization, or are we always going to cower in fear when a new strain of the virus starts to be discovered? Cut three. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida says America would look like Canada if Florida hadn't fought against lockdowns. So let's play cut three, please.
We were the leading state fighting against coronavirus lockdowns. We had kids in school in person for the entire school year. I believe had Florida not done that, you would not see the other states to have followed. Canada, for example, still locked down. And I think that's what a lot of these bureaucrats wanted to see in the United States. And we made sure that we led in a different direction.
Thankfully, we have a state-based system. And so let California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Rhode Island, they're going to probably lock down again. I could see it coming. And Gavin Newsom is going to have a tough time doing that, because as this Delta variant has emerged, Gavin Newsom is then going to have to justify more lockdowns in the face of a rather successful recall effort against him. The Canadian government announced it's easing its mandatory two-week quarantine requirement for fully vaccinated nationals and residents arriving in the country after traveling abroad. This would come into effect before midnight on July 5th. people or older than 5 flying into Canada are required to provide proof of electronic documentation showing they received a negative result. Senator Rand Paul came out and said, don't let the fear mongers win. We're going to have him on our podcast very soon. New public England study of the Delta variant shows 44 deaths out of 53,822 in the unvaccinated group. That doesn't sound like a crisis. That sounds like something we should approach with prudence and practical judgment and wisdom. The next round of lockdowns are coming. Do not let them do it again. Don't let them shut down your schools. Don't let them put forward a new mask mandate. Instead, we need massive public demonstrations of civil disobedience. And that includes you. Okay, I want to get to the Scottie Pippen story. So a lot of you know that I am a big 1990s Chicago Bulls fan, specifically a Michael Jordan fan, a Phil Jackson fan. The Last Dance, which was on Netflix and ESPN, was probably one of the greatest documentaries ever made. Something always bothered me about Scottie Pippen and how he was portrayed, in the sense he always kind of seemed like a bitter jerk. He always seemed to be not part of the team player deep down. He thought he almost had the talent and the skill of Michael Jordan. And this was portrayed in many different ways throughout the documentary. So Scottie Pippen came out in an interview with Dan Patrick the other day and all of a sudden called Phil Jackson, the head coach of the Chicago Bulls from the 1990s, a racist. And it was all around this specific incident or instance of Scottie Pippen not getting the last shot in one of the years that Michael Jordan took off to go play for the Chicago White Sox. Many people don't know this. Michael Jordan went and played for the Chicago White Sox for a couple years just to clear his head. Won 3 championships, took a couple years off, and then won 3 championships after that. I'm going to play cut 62. This is Dan Patrick asking Scottie Pippen, do you think Phil Jackson was a racist? And Scottie Pippen says, I don't have a problem with that. He says, Phil Jackson was absolutely a racist. And what's so important about this story is not just how disappointed I am in Scottie Pippen, and not just how alarming this is about how we are now seeing friendships and bonds and teams deteriorate under this new racial obsession and craze. What's so fascinating is how the media is now piggybacking and almost encouraging the piling on Phil Jackson, who very well might be the least racist person ever to coach a national basketball team. Let's play cut 62.
Well, why would Tony, who was a rookie, get the last second shot and you put me out of bounds? That's what I mean, racial. Like, that was Scottie Pippen's team.
But
Scottie
Phil
Pippen
then,
was but, on pace to be an MVP that year, right?
Because by saying a racial move, then you're calling Phil a racist.
I don't got a problem with that.
Do you think Phil was or is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course, Scottie Pippen says. Of course Phil Jackson was a racist. You see, the new way of viewing problems in 2021 America, and they're talking about something that I think happened in 1994. I was 1 year old. The new way of viewing problems is to first see if any racial attitudes could be blamed for the suffering or the injustice or the inequality. This is a very important point. The way we are training our children and the way we are encouraging our celebrities to view anything you don't like is to blame racism. This right here is critical race theory at work. You want to see this theory that's being taught your children, all of a sudden an example of it? Scottie Pippen calling his coach, his beloved coach from the 1990s, that he's always had nothing but positive things to say, you know what, all this bitterness I feel, I know who to blame, the white man. I'm going to go blame the 6'8" white coach who was coaching us all these years. That's him. That's actually who I want to blame. You see, this is a new way to view and process events. It's overly simplified and incredibly misleading. Instead of Scottie Pippen saying, you know what, maybe Tony Kukoc, who made the shot, by the way, got the shot and I was used as a decoy, I'm going to instead create racial division and disharmony when there is none. Instead, I am going to say that the 1990s, really, Phil Jackson was leading the KKK. His friendship with Dennis Rodman was a farce. The fact that our team was, our starting lineup was a majority black lineup was a total lie. Did you know that 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's staggering. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled to the United States and met with the actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product they are sending to your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped, which eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers America's craft beef better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% off each purchase. Subscribing brings down the cost per meal to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steaks, chicken, and more. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from with GoodRanchers.com. Support American farmers. Support American farmers. Again, support our country. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie to get $20 off and free express shipping. It's 100% American beef and chicken. Steaks are always USDA choice and prime. Chicken is 100% all natural and no antibiotics ever. No hormones ever added. It's a safe and convenient way to shop. Go to GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. GoodRanchers with an S.com/Charlie. I know that a lot of people listening in Manhattan or the Bronx or Brooklyn right now are saying, okay, enough of the 90s Bulls. I know they beat the Knicks at every turn, and Michael Jordan dropped, I think he dropped 57 one night in Madison Square Garden. But hear me out. This is not a story about the 90s Bulls. This is a story, a microcosm, a piece of evidence of the disturbing trend we are living through right now, which we call critical race theory. We call it critical race theory. You can call it wokeism. You could call it the new racial construct. You could call it equity. This example with Scottie Pippen is the perfect example, where you have a multi-decade friendship between Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson. They win 6 championships together, led by Michael Jordan. Horace Grant was on the team for a couple years, and they recruited Dennis Rodman for the last couple years, who played for the Pistons. Probably the best sports team ever assembled. I would love anyone to try to tell me otherwise. They went 6-0 in the 90s. Won 6 championships every time they went to the finals. But the new way of viewing problems, and this is the way we are training our students to look at issues, is to immediately seek racial conflict. Not look at other motives, not look at other potential prerequisites. So he looks at this one instance, and Dan Patrick was a very good interviewer and was very fair. Sometimes Dan Patrick can be all over the place. That's a different segment for a different time. Where Dan Patrick said, hold on, Scotty, you said that this was racially motivated. What if Phil Jackson's actions, such as giving the final shot to Tony Kukoc, who he made, by the way, could have been described by other factors? What if Kukoc had the hot hand, which he did? What if Phil Jackson wanted to use Scottie Pippen as a decoy, which he did? There are infinite potential explanations for why this decision 26 years ago was made. So why now, Scotty? Why now, when you're being interviewed by Dan Patrick, you have to come over with your massive afro and you look like you're on 4 hours of sleep promoting bourbon? Do you all of a sudden have to say that Phil Jackson is actually David Duke? Is that the way we have to now view the 90s Bulls? The 90s Bulls was actually being held hostage by Nathan Bedford Forrest. Is that the argument that Scottie Pippen is now making? Not to mention, Phil Jackson went on to go win 5 titles with Kobe Bryant, with Shaquille O'Neal, and Kobe Bryant and the entire Los Angeles Lakers. Probably the most accomplished basketball coach outside of John Wooden in history. So why now, Scottie Pippen? Well, because this is why. Scottie Pippen has always been a bitter person. This pains me to say, I love the 90s Bulls, and I've always given Scottie Pippen a hall pass. Scottie Pippen has never put an ultimate purpose above himself. He delayed a late season surgery at the last final championship run in the 6th year over the summer. He delayed it intentionally because he wanted to enjoy his summer, and Michael Jordan even said that was a mistake. Remember this? In Cut 58, this news report is when Scottie Pippen refused to play the last 1.8 seconds of a tied playoff game because he got upset at the coach. Cut 58.
Why was Bulls all-star and team leader Scottie Pippen on the bench at the crucial climax of last night's showdown with New York.
Phil Jackson believes Scottie Pippen's defection was the culmination of a number of frustrating incidents leading up to Patrick Ewing's game-tying basket with less than 2 seconds left in the game. The Bulls called a timeout and designed a play for Tony Kukoc. Scottie Pippen refused to go back in. Instead, he went to the end of the bench, necessitating a second timeout.
And Kukoc made the shot. Look, Scottie Pippen is a bitter person. And the critical race theory, the woke, the equity way of viewing the world, empowers bitter people. And it suffocates gratitude. Instead of Scottie Pippen saying, you know, I made millions of dollars and I was underpaid, but I signed that contract. I made right by my family, but we won 6 titles. We won gold medals. We are the top of the world. Instead, he decides to play into bitterness. Scottie can finally be important again by playing the victim and attacking his wonderful coach, who is nothing but decent to Scottie Pippen and understanding and patient with his childlike attitude. The garbage of critical race theory and how it trains people to think will destroy every single black and white relationship in this beautiful country. Scottie Pippen used to defend Phil Jackson and honor him, but now he's empowered to call the leader of the greatest team ever assembled the worst thing you can call somebody, a racist. And if it can happen between Scottie Pippen and Phil Jackson, it'll happen between every single white and black friendship and relationship in America. We say they're trying to divide us. They are. And use this as an example. If they can divide the 90s Bulls, they can divide our entire nation. This is an example of what we are teaching our children. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.